ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Adam Silverstein. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashev Aleim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
The Gemara says in Daflam, Vav and Meralef, Amr of Chista, Soch, Ben Tvila, Tvila, Chayzeru Mavarech. Ferkti Gemara, Soch in, Loi Soch Loi. You only have to make another bracha if you spoke out in between. V'hashalach Rav Chiya Breda Rav Huna, Mishmeda Rav Yechanan, Al Tvila Shal Yad Oymer Baruch, Asher Kedishanu Mitzoyis, V'tzivonu Lahniach Tfilin. Al Tfilin Shal Roish Oymer Baruch, Asher Kedishanu Mitzoyis, V'tzivonu Al Mitzvot Tfilin. So you see that there's two separate brachas on the Tfilin Shal Yad and the Tfilin Shal Roish, and the Gemara doesn't say anything about Soch. So Kti Gemara, Abayev Rav, Adami Tevayu, Loi Soch, Mevorech Achas, Soch, Mevorech Shtayim. If he was not Soch, he's Mevorech Achas. If he was Soch, then he's Mevorech Shtayim. So Rashi says, on the brachas, Rashi says, L'haniach, the b'shalyad maschal haniach. L'haniach on the shalyad, the reason why you make a l'haniach on the shalyad is because that's the tchila of the hanocha. And on the shalosh you say mitzvah tefillin, because now is the gemar of the tefillin. Zok Rashi writes, Loi Soch, Ein Mevorech Ela Al Shalyad Bulvad. This is going in the Abayev Rava. Abayev Rava Dam Tevayu, Loi Soch, Mevorech Achas, Soch Mevorech Shtayim. So Zok Rashi, Loi Soch, Ein Mevorech Ela Al Shalyad Bulvad, Soch Mevorech Shtayim, Kedisholach Rav Chiya. So Rashi is saying that the Abaye Verova of Soch, Mevorech Shtayim, is Kedir Rav Chiya. Means Rav Chiya was the one that said that on the Shalyad you make Lehaniach Tefillin. And on the Shalyad you make Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Next, then the Gemara says, Abaye Verova de Amitavayu. That if he's Loi Soch, you Mevorech Achas, Soch, you Mevorech Shtayim. So Rashi, this that Abaye Verova said, Soch, Mevorech Shtayim, that's going on the that what's the shtayim? That's the shtayim of the of Reb Chiya. That on the shalyad you make a lehaniach, and on the shalroish you say al mitzvah tefillin. But that's only talking about if it was soch. So come to chayis like Rashi that abayev rov adam tevayu loy soch mevorech achas means every day you make one bracha on tefillin. Soch mevorech shtayim. What are the shtayim? On the shalyad you make a lehaniach, and on the shalosh you make a al mitzvah tefillin. Why? Because you were soch bentayim. So since you were soch bentayim, you hacked up between the shalyad and the shalosh, so you have to make a separate bracha on the shalosh. So come to chayis like Rashi, that there's only one bracha on tefillin b'chol yoyim. And when does it say that you have to make two brachas? When was the milsav Reb Chiya that you have to make two brachas on the shalyad lehaniach and on the shalosh al mitzvahs, that's dafke if you were soch bentayim. So come to chayis, like Rashi, that the second bracha is only made if you were soch bentayim. So one of the kashas that the Rishonim ask on Rashi is that v'chitiknu bracha lepoishim. The Gemara says, the next Gemara says, that soch ben tefila le tefila aveir hi biyadi v'chozer aleha me'archi ha'melchama. It's an aveir to be soch ben tefila le tefila. So Rashi says that Rashi learns that the whole bracha of al mitzvah tefillin is only if you were soch ben tayim. So come to chayis that Chazal were misakin a bracha for someone who was soch ben tefila le tefila. So to the Mordechai in Sifkat and Shinlam and Ches, the Mordechai is Miyash Vashitas Rashi, that it's not only a bracha for a Peshaya, because since the halacha is that the Tefillin Shel Rosh and the Tefillin Shel Yad are not Ma'akvin Zeh, so it could be that you're going to put on a Tefillin Shel Rosh without a Tefillin Shel Yad B'chlal. So for that instance, they were misakin a separate bracha. I mean, don't ask that they were, how were they misakin a second bracha? The only way you can come to make that second bracha is if you were sach in time. So it's not true, because even if you weren't sach, but you're just putting on alone a tefillin shel rosh, you'll have the opportunity to make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. So it wasn't a bracha just for someone who was sach. Now maybe we could ask, why b'chlal did they need to make a separate bracha? We'll be mazbe that in a minute, but for the kasha of the chitiknu bracha lepoishim, zok the mordechai that it's not a bracha lepoishim, because there's instances where you could have to make this bracha anyways when you put on just the shel rosh. And as I state in the Rambam, that's the lashon in the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, tefila shel rosh ena ma'akeves shel yad v'shel yad ena ma'akeves shel rosh v'pnei shein shtei mitzvah zula atzma v'zula atzma. And then the Rambam says, "Ketzem avarich aleihem al shereish mavarich shekishan b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu al mitzvah tefillin v'al shaliyad mavarich shekishan b'mitzvayse tzivanu laniach tefillin." So it's Mamash Shafurish in the Lashon Rambam that the reason why there's two separate brachas is because they're two separate mitzvahs. In the Etzem Lashon Rashi that Rashi said, the Rashi that we started with, and when he's mazbe the nusach of the brachas, the laniach, the b'shaliyad maschel laniach. And by the Shel Rosh is mitzvah tefillin, the achshav goymer is ha-mitzvah. So the Keren Oyer says that lefi that cheshbon in Rashi, which should come out, that when you're just putting on a Shel Rosh on its own, so you don't have the two steps. I mean, if you were sach, like Rashi, you only make the two brachas if you were sach. So if you were sach, so then in a chenami, when you put on the Shel Yad, you were miniach, so you started the haschalas hanocha, and when you put on the shel rosh, you were goymer. So now that you have to be misakin a new bracha, so they were misakin a new bracha with a different lashon al mitzvahs, because now you're being goymer the mitzvah. But what would happen if you just put on a shel rosh? According to this cheshbon, that the haschalas hanocha is supposed to be a bracha on the shel yad, because that's when you're being maschal to be miniach. If you would only put on a shel rosh, then Zokta Karenayu, you would have to make a bracha of lahaniach according to Rashi's cheshbon, because then you vay to have the haschalas hohanocha. But lamaisa, we see from the Mordechai and from the Rambam that they learned not like that. So maybe the Karenayu was just going in the lashon of Rashi, that the fil lashon Rashi that you split it up between the haschala and the gemar, then that's what should come out. But lamaisa, the Mordechai and the Rambam are saying klar that when you put on the shel rosh, like Rashi, when you put on the shel rosh by itself, zikha the bracha is just al mitzvah tefillin. We could say another teretz to Rashi, why they were tiknu bracha lepoishim, because the Gemara that says aveira hibiyadi v'chayzer aleho ma'archi al-machama, Rashi says that what's the aveira? Soch ben tefila the tefila zok Rashi v'lo birich al shal roish elasamach al bracha reshoina. Then it's aveira hibiyadi. So Toysus is medayik already in Rashi. Toysus is medayik in Rashi. Mitoch perish hakuntris mashma de imsoch ubirich shari. The whole problem is that he was soch ben time and he didn't make the yen a second bracha. The imsoch ubirich of Toysus, if it would be that he was soch ben time and he made the bracha shari v'leke isura el adarab a mitzvus char bracha. So Toysus is saying in Rashi that the only problem of soch ben tefila letefila is because he didn't make the second bracha. But if he would make the second bracha, this that he was soch and he was mechayev a second bracha, that's not an avera b'chal. Toysis himself learned not like that. Toysis learned that the iser is that he was mechayev a second bracha. Because no matter how you learn, even if we'll see, like the Rishonim that learn that the bracha of the shel yad, that even when you're not soch, you still have to make a bracha on the shel rosh, but al kopanim the bracha on the tefillin shel yad, you'll have to make again. So you're being mechayv. So al yidei soch, you're being mechayv a new bracha, and that's a bracha shein etzricha. So Tosfos learns that aveir hibiyadi is mechayv a bracha shein etzricha. But Rashi, for whatever reason, doesn't hold like that. And Rashi holds that even though if you're not soch, you only make one bracha, and if you are soch, you have to make another bracha, that's not a bracha shein tzricha. The only aver hi biyodai was not to speak out, ami mechayev a new bracha. Fakar tzoktoisis, if you make the second bracha, you have schar bracha biyodai. So you can't ask a kasha that you're mechayev a bracha lepoishim. It's not lepoishim because there's no is to speak out. The only aver hi biyodai is if he speaks out and he doesn't make the second bracha. But if he speaks out and he makes the second bracha, so the matayv manoim, he has even schar bracha. So you can't ask if he take no bracha lepoishim because there's no poishaya as long as he's making the second bracha. The Gemara in Brachas and of Psalm Chamed Beis, the Gemara is counting out the brachas that a person has to make every day. The Gemara says, Kippur Sudri Arei Sheleim Baruch Oter Yisrael B'Sifaru. Kima'at B'Tzitzis Leim Baruch Asher Kedishon Mitzvaisi Tzivonu Lesat B'Tzitzis. Kima'onach Tfilin Adarei Leim Baruch Asher Kedishon Mitzvaisi Tzivonu La'niach Tfilin Arei Sheleim Baruch Asher Kedishon Mitzvaisi Tzivonu Al Mitzvah Tfilin. And then the Gemara goes weiter, counting out more brachas. So Taitz over there asks on Rashi, Al-Khair, you see from here Mefurish, that and every day when you put on the Shalyad, you make one bracha, and when you put on the Shalosh, you make a second bracha. So that's one kasha, that's another kasha on Rashi. And then there are those that ask on Rashi that our sugya is not mamish, the lashon of the Gemara by us is not so mashma like Rashi. Because late Rashi, the Gemara Bayal said, Amr of Chizda, Soch ben Tfilu Tfilu Chayzer Mavarech. If you speak out, then you have to make another bracha. Frek, the Gemara, you always have to make another bracha. Abaye Verov, the Amit Havayu, that on a regular day, you only make one bracha. When do you make two brachas? When you were Soch. So it means Abaye and Verov are coming to say that Reb Chiya's memra of making two brachas, that's only when you were soch. So they should have said, Hachomayaskinon, or Heichidami, the verter of Reb Chiya, that's only talking about when you were soch. Means the Gemara asked the Kasha that it's mashma from Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan that you always make two brachas. And Abaye and Rava are saying, no, that's not true. But the Gemara didn't really Chayzer. The Gemara was never Chayzer. The Gemara said no. The Gemara never said don't go with your assumption that the Milsa Reb Chiya is every day. The Milsa Reb Chiya is only Sach. The Gemara just says Abaye Verov and Amit Havayu, a straight statement of Loi Sach is Vavarech Echa, Sach is Vavarech Shtai. So it's a shtickle, not mashba, that they're going on the Milsa Reb Chiya. The Rosh asks another kasha on Rashi that every day, according to Rashi, you make one bracha, lahaniach tefillin. And when you're putting on the shalrosh, you don't make another bracha. Now, when you're putting on the shalrosh by itself, or because you were soch, so now you have to make a new bracha. Frek the Rosh on Rashi, why don't you make a second bracha of lahaniach? Means, or the other way around, start the other way around. Every day when you're making a bracha on the shalrosh, every day when you're putting on the shalrosh, why don't you have to make a bracha? You see that in the Gemara that there is a bracha on the shalrosh. Why don't you have to make a bracha on the shalrosh every day? V'chi tema that usually the bracha on the shalyad patters the shalrosh. So now when I have to make a bracha on the shalrosh, I should make the same bracha lahaniach on the shalyad. Why would Chazal masakin a new bracha on the shalrosh? If you say that every day you have to make two brachas on the shalyad and the shalrosh, then I understand why Chazal have two brachas on the shalyad and the shalrosh. But if every day you're only making one bracha, lehaniach, so even though sometimes you hacked it up, so you have to make another bracha on the shalrosh, but you should make the same lehaniach that you made on the shalyad, why should the shalrosh be different than it should be kaveh bracha lehatzmai? So on the kasha from the Gemara in Brachas, the Goyin in Bir Agro in Simchav Ches Sifkat Yud Zayin, he's Marich over there on the sugya, and he says that Hagufa Toisus is Kasha on Rashi from the Gemara in Brachas was the Gemara's Kasha over here on Rav Chizda from Abchia. Means Rav Chizda said Soch Betul Tvil Chayzer Umavarech, which is Mashma that only if you're soch, you have to make two brachas. Frek the Gemara, you see that there are two brachas. which are yana two brachas, which the Gemara was kaveh and brachas. And for the Gemara, no, that's only when you're sach. Zok the guy, that the Gemara's kash over here was the same two brachas that you have over here, Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan, are those two brachas that the Gemara and brachas lists out. And the Gemara over here is answering that that's dafka and it's sach. So it would come out that the Gemara in Brachas was not listing out the Brachas that you have to make every day. The Gemara in Brachas was listing out the Brachas that are shayich to make every day. And even though the Gemara over there didn't say that you were soch ben tefila tefila, and the Gemara is just listing out all the Brachas that you make, it doesn't mean that you make Yana Brachas every day. It just means that those are the Brachas that it's shayich to make every day. It's a shtickle not mashma like that, because the Gemara is tackle listing off the Brachas that you make every day. L'chayre, it's mashma that these are the Brachas that you do make every day. Mistama, that was the reason why Tosis held that it was a kasha on Rashi. And we can't really say that, like Rashi, it's not a problem to make both brachas every day, because it's not an aveira to be sach, because, well, Zichur the Rishonim didn't hold like that, because Tosis holds that it is an aveira to be sach. And the Goyin himself, even though the Goyin is saying that the Gemara is talking about the possibility of making both brachas every day, you also can't be miyashiv the Goyin to make the Gemara sound more like it's every day, that he holds in Shitas Rashi that you're allowed to be soch in between, and you're allowed to bring yourself to make another bracha, because the goin doesn't hold like that. The goin over there in by us in Simen Chof Hei, the goin is mavur that he's maskim to Tosis's pshat in aveira. That's an aveira to be mafsik in between, either because it's an aveira to be mafsik in between, or because you're making a bracha shein tzricha. We'll see, emet Hashem, but Al Kaponim, in the flow of the Gemara, the Goyin seems to be a shtickle doichik. As I said, the Goyin, that the Gemara is not counting out the brachas that you make every day, the Gemara is just counting out the possibility of the brachas that you make every day. Now, in the etzim flow of the Gemara, the Goyin says that really the whole machloikas, sarishayinim, is totally in the girsa. Because our girsa in the Gemara is Amrav Chista Sach ben Tfila le Tfila Choyzeru Mevarech. You make another bracha. Frak the Gemara, you only make another bracha if you were soch. You see every day you make another bracha. And for the Gemara, if you're loy soch, you mevorech achas. If you're soch, you mevorech shtayim. Now, it's mashma, if you are goyris in the Gemara, choyzer mevorech. So then, the other Rishonim pshat in the Gemara, which we'll speak out in a minute, ends up to be very good. Because if you were soch like Rav Chisda, then you're choyzer mevarech, and you make the same bracha over again. But like Rashi, in the maskon of the Gemara, how do you teach choyzer mevarech? The Gemara asks the kasha from choyzer mevarech that you see that you make a second bracha. And after the Gemara's teretz, in fact, the Gemara, you see every day you make two brachas. And for the Gemara, that when you're soch, That's when you make two brachas, but it's still not miyushav the Gemara of choyzer mevarech. So the Goyin's lashon is that if you're goyris choyzer mevarech, then like Rashi, my paruch umay mishani. So really, the way we're saying it now, it's not so shver, because the Gemara's kash originally was Rav Chisda said only if you're sochri choyzer mevarech. For the Gemara, you make two brachas every day. That means the Gemara understood that the second bracha could also be called choyzer mevarech. So then, like Rashi, the Gemara is inferring that the second bracha is that the second bracha is dafka when you soch, which was gufo what Rav Chisda said. So what's the kasha from choyzer mevarech? So it could be that the goyin means to ask the kasha that we asked before, that if you're goyris choyzer mevarech, then it has to be that Abaye and Rava are coming to be mazbir the verter of choyzer mevarech when they say mevarech shtayim, that it's choyzer mevarech and it's shtayim. It's two brachas and mamela, that's miyush of the lashon of the Gemara of choyzer mevarech. Because you're making the same bracha over again on the shalrosh alone, you're making shtayim. Masha ein kein, if you're only making the two brachas because you were mafsik in between, then that's not miyushev the lashon that Abaye v'Rava say soch mevarech shtayim, that it should stim with the lashon of choyzer mevarech. Al Kaponim, the Goyin says that the chilek between Rashi and Tosis is this gears of choyzer mevarech. If you're goyris choyzer mevarech like Rashi, there's no kash and teretz in the Gemara, and Mamele he says that there was another gears in the Gemara, which is the gears of the Rif and the Rambam, that they weren't bechal goyzer choyzer mevarech. And then the Gemara's kasha just was that Rav Chisda only says that you make two brachas if you're soch. Frek the Gemara, you always make two brachas. And for the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava, that no, that was only talking about if you were soch. To miyash of the kasha of the Rosh, of why do they need a new bracha? Because if the only reason why you're making a bracha on the Shal Rosh is because it became separate from the Shal Yad, but really the bracha of the Haniach would have been good enough for the Shal Rosh, so then when you do separate it, why don't you make a Haniach on the Shal Rosh alone? Why do you have to have a separate bracha? So the Rabbeinu Menoyach and the Rambam, when the Rambam says the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tfilin, the Rabbeinu Menoyach says, Lefishahim ikra ha-mitzvah sh'roiv ha-shem shin v'dalet is on the Shal Rosh. So it has a malyusa that the roiv ha-shem is there, so that's why it should get a different bracha of al mitzvah. Vayistayz, the bracha of al mitzvah is a more chashuv bracha. Va'oid, sh'betfilin Shal Rosh har b'dvarim sh'enim b'tfilin Shal Yad, u'matzinun sh'kdushasa yiserim b'tfilin Shal Yad, va'oid sh'al shem tfilin Shal Rosh nikru toitafis. So, Enochinami, all you need every day is one bracha. But since there is malusis in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, when you're making a bracha on the Tefillin Shel Rosh alone, Chazal decided, because of these reasons, to be misakin a bracha b'fnei atzmei. Ad kan was the pshat in the Gemara, like Rashi. But Rabbeinu Tam, Sai over here, and Sai in Toises and Brachas says that what the Gemara says, that you make two brachas, is every day. Every day when you make when you put on the Tefillin Shel Yad, you make a bracha of Laniach Tefillin. When you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, you make a bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. They were kaveya, a separate bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. The Rosh says, similar to what we said from Rabbeinu Menoyach, that it has a separate bracha because of the Kedusha Bifnei Atzma. And the Rabbeinu Tam in Brachas is mashma that's the reason why you were kaveh a separate bracha. And Memela, the pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says choyzeru mevorech, in the end, when Abaye v'Rava, the Amit Ravayu, loy soch mevorech achas, soch mevorech shtayim, that shtayim is taka choyzeru mevorech. Because the word is that on every day you make a bracha, like the memra of Rav Chiya, you make a lehaniach on the Shal Yad and al mitzvahs on the Shal Rosh. But if you soch, so now you lost the lehaniach from the Shal Rosh. So now on the Shal Rosh itself, you have to make two brachas. On the Shal Rosh, you make lehaniach and the al mitzvahs tefillin. So the Goyin has a few kashas on Taisus's chat. The Goyin over there asks, first of all, he has a beferish teisefta. The teisefta says, ukeshuhu menichon oimer asher kidishanu lehaniach tefillin. His mashmah furish, that you're being meniach both of them, and you only make one bracha. He also asks from the Tesefta in brachas that it's mavur gabi the brachas of trumas umaisris, that you only make one bracha as long as you were loisach b'neihem. V'im hifzik b'neihem mavarich al kol achas bracha harui loy. So zok de goin, harei, di yochel avarich bracha achas afil v'kama mitzvah shechalukim kol achas b'fnei atzma, v'loi shem echad lahem, rakim lehifzik. So you see that even if it's taka a different mitzvah, and maybe you want to say that that's why you would want to be kaveya a different bracha for the Shal Rosh of Al Mitzvah Tefillin, but even if it's a different bracha that should really have its own, even if it's a different mitzvah that should really have its own bracha, but still you see that by the bracha for Trumas Ma'aseris, even though over there also if you're mafsik, each one gets its own bracha, but still, when you do them together, then you only have to make one bracha. So over here, you should also only have to make one bracha. Frag the Goyin weiter. V'oid heich teisek adayten lavorich beis brachas al shal roish kishesoch b'neihem acher sheshal yad kvar munach. Means, how could you make two brachas on the shal roish? Lahaniach and al mitzvah tefillin. The shal yad you put on already. So the teretz is that you're making both brachas on the Shal Rosh, which is taka the halacha. If you only put on the Shal Rosh, you make according to the shittas there, according to the Rosh, if you only put on the Shal Rosh, then you'll make both brachas on the Shal Rosh. V'chein, kesh ein le'el le'tfilin Shal Rosh, k'meshu kasev semecha vav, siv beis. that you make both brachas on the shorosh. How could you make both brachas? How could you say v'tzivanu? How could you make two brachas on one mitzvah? So halacha l'maisa, this that you're making two brachas in an instance where you're making two brachas, the hainu that you spoke out between the shalyad and the shalraish, so you're making both brachas on the shalraish. So the poskim say, it comes to the Magen Avraham, that when you make the lahaniach, you should be memashmish with the shalyad. Because there's poskim that hold that every time you memashmish, you have to make a bracha. So, and there's poskim that hold that you don't even have to make the lahaniach again. So in order to be sure that you're to be mahadir in the lahaniach, to make the lahaniach over again, for those that are making two brachas, so you made lahaniach on the shalyad, and then you were mafsik, so now you have to make brachas, both brachas on the shalyad. So the Magen Avraham, you should be memashmish on the shalyad. And that will help for the lahaniach, and then you'll make the al mitzvah on the shorosh. But lamaisa, that's an eitzah to help out in the halacha lamaisa, but in the practical halacha lamaisa. But the halacha still stays that the rosh didn't say that you have to do that. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say that you have to do that. Lamaisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're soch ben time, then you make both brachas on the shorosh. And even the halacha lamaisa, if you're only putting on one, zokti rama, that you, if you're only putting on the shalosh, like the poison that hold, you make two brachas on the shalosh when you soch. So over here also, you would make two brachas on the shalosh. So you have the goin's kasha. How could it be that you're making two brachas on the shalosh? Now, we know also that that the rama says that if you're making the second bracha, it's toiv loimer toiv. Tomid Acher Habrocha Ashniyo Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Lelam Vod. And the Mishnah Berurah is Masber that because of Salvik Brachas, because since there are those that hold that you don't have to make the second Bracha, so Al Salvik Brachas, you have to, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Lelam Vod. So Aruch HaShulchan is very matmiya on this Sanhaga, because Mamanav Shach, if you're Mechoyev in the second Bracha, so then you're Mechoyev, you don't have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Lelam Vod. Elamai, you're saying it because you're choshed for Yanashitis. If you're choshed for Yanashitis, don't make another bracha. The Teretz says, if you're making the bracha, vice versa, you're confident that we're supposed to make this bracha. So what's this pshara to say afterwards, Baruch Shem Kvod Mechus Adam Vod? So Aruch HaShulchan first wants to say a pshat in the Ramah, that maybe Be'etzem the Ramah held that you shouldn't make the second bracha. But he held that he can't change the minik. The Lashon in the Ramah is, V'chein poshet ha-minik b'mnei Ashkenaz sh'mevorchet shtei brachas. V'toiv loimer tomid achar ha-bracha ashniya. The pshat is that the Ramah held be'etzem that you're not supposed to make the second bracha. Just he couldn't change the minig, so Mamela he said that afterwards he said Baruch Hashem Kvod Mechus Lelam Vod. But the Aruch HaShulchan says a different pshat, and this will answer also the Goyin's kasha of how could you make two brachas on one mitzvah. So the Aruch HaShulchan that the second bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin is b'chal not a brachas ha-mitzvahs. It's a birchas haidah that you're being moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the kesher hagadol shemekasher es Yisrael la'avim shemayim. Mamele you make a bracha. It's on the toiva hagdoila that he gave us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of tefillin. We're being moided by saying al mitzvahs tefillin. That's how he says the lashon changes, because the lashon is al mitzvahs tefillin. You're making a bracha that the Eibishter was mitzava us, even though you're using a shekli shanim, it's one of the pshat, and the whole bracha would be a different touch. Not like a birchas a mitzvah, a shekli shanim, but you're being moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was mitzava us. Usually a birchas a mitzvah says, it's a bracha on the mitzvah. Over here, it's a birchas haidah that we have as a mitzvah. Memela, you can make two brachas on one mitzvah, and that's how he emphasizes the kasha of the Gaon. So the Aruch HaShulchan, that's why we say right afterwards, after the second bracha, that's why we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Lelam Vod. Because the Iker Yichud of Klal Yisrael and the Eibishter in Tefillin is because it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Mamela, right after Meshabeach, the Eibishter, on this Kesher that he gave us, this mitzvah of Tefillin to be Mekasher ourselves to him, we say right afterwards, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Lelam Vod, Kamo Sheyakov Avinu Ona Be'ez, Shehashvatim Amru Shema Yisrael Kedeiza B'Psachim. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph and continues on Amud Beis discusses Laila's Mount Tefillin. The Gemara says that Rabbi Rav Huna, it's Mavur that he wore Tefillin by night. So the Gemara asks, how could you say that? It's Mavur that Rabbi Rav Huna holds that you have to take off Tefillin by night. The Gemara says that was talking about Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, Memonavshach, if he holds Laila Zman Tefillin, so then Shabbos should also be Zman Tefillin. If he holds Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, so then Laila should also be not Zman Tefillin, because they learned out of the same Pazik. Because the Pazik says in the parish of Tefillin, V'shomayet yosuchu kazos lamoyed miyam yamima, darshan de Gemara yamim v'loy leilois, miyamim v'loy kol yamim, prat l'shabbos v'yam tovim. Divir b'yosi aglili. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili darshans the Shabbosis and Leilois, Shabbos Yom Tovim and Leilois are all nismayet from Tefillin from the same pasuk. So how could he hold that Laila is Yazman Tefillin, but Shabbos Yom Tovim are not Zman Tefillin? Now the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Akiva didn't learn this drasha. Rabbi Akiva Omer Leinemer Chukazu El Pesach Bovad. So the Gemara says, so Rav Bar Rav Huna will learn out that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin from the same place Rabbi Akiva learned it out from. Where is that? The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer Yochel Ani Achadim Tefillin B'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim Tamalim V'Hoyel Ois Al Yodecho L'Tzavos Ben Enecho Misha Tzrichan Ois Yotzu Shabbos V'Yom Tovim Shehen Gufan Ois. So come to Chayis that there's two drushes to be Mamayit Shabbos V'Yom Tovim from Zman Tefillin, and one of them is Koyle Leilis and one of them not. There's the drasha of Shomartos Chukazos Liyomim Lemoyada Miyomim Yomima that is Mamayit Leilis Yomim V'Lei Leilis Miyomim V'Lei Kol Yomim is Mamayit Shabbos V'Yom Tovim, and the other drasha is V'Hoyi La'ois that Yotzu Shabbos V'Yom Tovim Shehin Gufan Ois. Now the Gemara over here is Mavur Klar that they're two separate drashas. Because the Gemara is saying that even if you don't hold the drasha of Vishomaitis Chukazais, Memele, you could hold that Laila's Mantfilin, but you could still hold the drasha of La'ois, that Yatsu Elu Shehein Gufan Ois, that these days don't need the Ois of Tfilin because they themselves are on Ois. Memele, even if you hold Laila's Mantfilin, but Shabbos V'yomtev is Lav's Mantfilin. Now, Taisus and Erevin and Daf Tzadik Vav Amin Aleph, Divri Masl Yomim, when the Gemara is quoting the drasha of Miyamim Yamima, Tosfos says Nira the adrasha de lois al yodecho de besamich kosamich. That the drasha of Miyam, even though we're saying over here that the drasha of lois al yodecho does not hold to the drasha of Shemarta Zechukas Lemoyada Miyamim Yamima, but if you darsha Miyamim Yamima, Zok Tosfos, you have to come on to the drasha of lois to be mamayit Yom Shabbos v'Yom Tovim Shehin Gufan Ois. So Zok the Mashal is Maz B'Toisvis, that from the drasha of Miyomim V'loy Kol Yomim alone, I wouldn't know to be Mamayit Shabbos v'Yom Tovim more than Yimei HaChol. Means Meichetezi to be Mamayit one day more than the other. You see maybe that there are days that are Nismayit from Miyomim V'loy Kol Yomim, but how do you know which days to be Mamayit? Mamayli, you have to come on to the drasha of V'hoyel la'ois, yatsu elu shehein gufon ois, that tells you that these are the days that are nismayit from the drasha of miyamim v'loy kol yamim. And Shagas Ari in Sem Mem Aleph says that even if I would have known that I could be mamayit Shabbosis v'yom tovim, or al kaponim, I would know that from the fact that it says miyamim, I know miyamim v'loy kol yamim, and then I know that I could be mamayit someday. So which days would I be mamayit? Zok Shagasari, I would only be mamayit Shabbosis, because you don't see in the pasuk anything that refers to Shabbos v'yomtiv. It just says yamim v'loy kol yamim. So which days? So I'll take the days that are most chomer, and I'll be mamayit Shabbosis, and I wouldn't know to be mamayit yom tovim. Memela, I need the second pasuk of La'ois to come to tell you that you can mamayit also yomim tovim. And Artz Lechayim in Sim Lamed Aleph in Eretz Yehuda, he says a svara lahapich from the Shagas Ari. He's also coming to be Mazbe Tosfos that even the drasha of Miyomim Yomimo has to come onto the drasha of the Ois. but not because you want to be Mar, but also Shabbos, but not because you would not know to be Mamayit Yomim Tovim, you would be Mamayit only Shabbos, Fakert. You would be Mamayit only Yomim Tovim. Because he asks, what's Pshat in this drasha? The words Miyomim Yomimo, how do you darshan them Miyomim Velei Kol Yomim? The words Miyomim Yomimo mean from time to time, means from this man to another's man. The Hainu, that you have to be Mekayim, the Chukah of Pesach, from, if it's going on Pesach, then it's possible that it means from year to year. And even if it doesn't mean from year to year, even if you want to darshan it on tefillin, so that means it's going on every day. So that means that every day from now till next Pesach, from a set time to a different set time, you have to put on tefillin every day. So Zok the Eretz Chaim, the Devart is that the word miyomim is mashma that it's not starting now. It's mashma that the chiyuv is not starting now. The Torah is saying that the chiyuv will start miyomim yomima. Means it'll start from a certain point and then it'll continue for the rest of the year. The word is that this mitzvah of tefillin was given on Pesach. Like it says in the beginning of the parasha, Zochar Siyam Hazeh. So, Memela, if the parasha was given on Pesach, and you see that the lashon of the Torah was miyomim, and the drasha is miyomim v'lay kol yomim, meaning that you see that you're not starting right away. Miyomim, it means from a certain time till a time next year. It means like from after Pesach till next year Pesach. So from the lashon of miyomim, that's mashma that you're not starting now, you see that you're memayit yomim tovim. And you see that al kaponim, you don't put on tefillin on Yom Tov, because you can't put on tefillin on Pesach, because the Torah is telling you to start later. But from there alone, I would only know that you don't put on tefillin on Yom Tov. I wouldn't know that you also don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. So that's why Taisa says that even the man that holds miyom yomimo needs to come into the pasuk of lo'ois. Come to Chayis that we have two drashas. We have the drasha of Shemartus Chukas Lis Lemoyad Miyom Memima. That's Mamayit Sai Laila and Sai Shabbos Vyom Tovim from Tefillin. And we have the drasha of Vahoya Lo'ois. That's Mamayit Shabbos Vyom Tovim Shehin Atzmon Ois. And Laila would be Zman Tefillin. Now, Grace and Afkamina between these two drashas is the next Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Elazar, kol haminiach tefillin achas shkia sechama over basay. Rabbi Yochanan says over balav. So the Gemara works out the machlokes, but either way, the lav or the asay is coming from the pasuk of v'shomer to sechuka azoy slamoyada miyamim yamima, and he shomer is an iser. So if you darshan from the pasuk of v'shomer to, so then there'll be an iser. But if you darshan from Vahayla Ois, then Pashtus to put on tefillin in the Zman that's Nisma'it, which is Shabbos V'yom Tovim, then there won't be any Isser. The Toisvis in Divir Maskel V'Shomayit is Chuk Azois L'mayada, he brings a Gemara from Nida and from Brachis that the B'nei Marava Mevorchi Bosa Demesalki Tfilayu Lishmar Chukov. That the Bnei Marav used to make a bracha when they took off the tefillin, Lishmor Chukav. And this is when they took off the tefillin at night. And the time was Lishmor Chukav because they were coming from the pasuk of Vishamayat Esachuk Azois, Lamayadem Yam Yamima. Memela, the tour in Simen Chav Tes Paskins, Layavar Chashek Lishanu Mitzvois of Vitzivanu Lishmor Chukav Kishmasirim, Shein Halacha Kibnei Marav. Because the whole time of the Bnei Marav was and they darshan from Vishamartas Chukazois Lamaidem Yom Yamima, because they darshan Yom Vilaylis. But we paskin Laila's Mantfilin. Memela, you shouldn't make this bracha. And even Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes, that now you do have to take it off because Laila's not Mantfilin, ain't Levarich. Because the reason why you have to take them off is not from Vishamarta, but because of Vahayu L'Ois Al Yodecha. And Shabbos and Yom Tov don't need a Ois. But Mela, since there's no Lahed Yedik Etzivui, V'shomar to es achuk azayis. There's no hishomer not to wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yom tov. It's just because you don't eat ois. Memele, it wouldn't pass. It wouldn't pass this bracha. So the nafkamina is sai in the iser, and sai in the bracha. That if you darshan from hishomrus and lachar, you should have an iser to wear it balayla. And also, it'll be shaykh to make this bracha, because there's a tzivu lahed, you're not to wear it balayla, so you'll have the vishomarto. Masha'en kehen, if you darshan from la'ois, even though Shabbos, you'll have to take off the tefillin, because it's lavzman tefillin, but lamaisa, there won't be this bracha. And pashtus, there won't be an iser either. So, the two evaiti, very easy cause of al-shem rev haigoin, harishus biyode imir to the varech. Rav Haigoin said that if you want, you could make the bracha when you take off the tefillin. Vani toma sok the tour devadai kiven she'en chayv levarich im yivarich if a bracha lebatola. So the tour is matmiya on this Rav Haigoin. How could it be that he says that if you want, you can make this bracha? We don't paskin that you didn't have such a bracha. So how could you make this bracha? The Bais Yosef declares that maybe you could fa'emfer the Rav Haigoin that he was talking about Erev Shabbos, and Rav Haigoin would hold that the drasha of la'ois would also be telling you da'asa lahaniach tefillin bohem. Halacha l'maisa, the Mechaber says in Siman Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph, b'Shabbos v'yom tov asa lahaniach tefillin mepnei sheim atzum ois, v'menichem behem ois acher, ha'yazilzul la'ois shalahem. So there is an iser to be meniach tefillin b'Shabbos v'yom tov, but it's not the iser that our Gemara brings of a meniach tefillin achash kiyasachama, because like we said, that's only if you darshan the pasuk v'shomar to esachuk azois, that Hishomer is a Lashon Isser, and we darshan Ois, and it's also not the Isser that the Beis Yosef declares in the Rav Haigoin, that the drasha of La'ois, that's Mamayat Shabbos V'yom Tiv, is including, makes an Isser, not just a Miyut, that you don't have to put it on, but it makes an Isser. It's a new Isser, it's an Isser of Zilzel, that Vibalt, Shabbos and Yom Tiv is an Ois, it's an Isser to be Mazalzel in the Ois of Shabbos and Yom Tiv, by putting on a different Ois. And the Mishnah Berurah over there handles another reason for an Isser, because you're getting it into a Shiloh of Baal Toysef. Till now we named on for a Dover Pashut that Yom Tov is called an Ois. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Gemara says, is Mikri Ois. So Shabbos is a Mefurish Pasuk that it's called an Ois. Pasuk says, Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael, Oisi Li'olam. So Shabbos is a Mefurish Pasuk. But Yom Tov, how is Yom Tov called an ois? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Gimel says that Yom Tov is called an ois because by Pesach Mitzrayim it says ois, and in Parshas Emor Hukshu Kol Moyadei Hashem to Pesach Mitzrayim. So the ois of Yom Tov comes from that pasuk of Pesach Mitzrayim, and all Yom Tovim have a hekesh to Pesach Mitzrayim. That's how we know that Yom Tov is called an ois. Primagodim in Siman Lamed Aleph, Imish Ptzezov, Siv Katan Beis, says that Yom Tov Afal Gav Delik Siv Ois, Shabbos Ikri. And even though by Yom Tov it doesn't say Ois, but by Yom Tov it says Shabbos, and by Shabbos it says Ois, so every Yom Tov will be Nichlal in the Ois of Shabbos. So, like this Primagodim, we spoke out before, Toises and Erevin. The Toises says that the mandam of the darshans v'shamar to sechuk azayis l'mayadim yom yamimo, he has to come onto the drasha of la'ois. And the marshal said, because all you see is that you have to be mamayit certain days. You don't know which days you have to be mamayit. So we spoke out over there that the Shagas Aryeh and the Arz Chaim, they both say in different ways that I would know either the Shagas Aryeh says I would know only Shabbos but not Yom Tov, or the Arz Chaim says I would only know Yom Tov and not Shabbos. According to this Prima Gadim, that the whole limud that Yom Tov is called an Ois comes from Shabbos, Avada I would know both together. And once I have the pasuk of the Ois, then I would be able to mimayit both of them. And Al Karchach, what Taisis meant was that from Yom Yamim I wouldn't know which days to Darsh and Michal. Not like the Shagas Aryeh that says I would know Shabbos and I have to have a drasha of Ois for Yom Tov, or like the Arz Chaim that I would know Yom Tov and I have to know Shabbos. You learn the Marashal Kepshutai, that from Yom Yomim I wouldn't know which days to be Mamayit, and comes the Pasuk and says, comes the Drosha, you need, that means even the Mount Amr that says Yom Yomim needs the Drosha of La'ois to be Marab Shabbos and Yom Tov, and like the Prima Gadim, you'll be Marab them together, because the whole way that I know that Yom Tov is called an Ois is Gufa from Shabbos. So That is all legabe Yom Tov and Shabbos. Now it brings us to the discussion of Chol HaMoed. So this Tosfos over here by us and Tosfos and my cousin Daf Yutes handle Rayas from the Gemara. What is the din by being meniach tefillin Chol HaMoed, which Be'ezer Hashem will discuss momentarily. Devil in the sugya and the shmuz of what's called an ois, what is legabe Chol HaMoed? So Tais over there, Moed Katan starts off that according to the man the Omer, miyomim yomima, it's poshut Chol HaMoed is he brings a bahag and the bahag says that it's also laniach tefillin Chol HaMoed. So Tais says that loit the man the Omer the darshins from miyom yomima shaper memayit, and Tais is not mefarish. Now, Tais over there is mamshich that loit the man the Omer that you darshin from laois. So maybe you could say that since Chol HaMoed is Asr in Miktas Malachas, it's also called an Ois. And then Tosfos asks on that Tosfos himself, he said himself in the beginning of the Masechet of Moed Katan, that Malachas Chol HaMoed is only Midir Abonav. So the Isr Malach of Chol HaMoed can't be what makes it called an Ois. So at this stage of Tosfos, it's interesting that Tosfos says that if you darshan miyam miyamima, then it's Pashat Yomimayat Chol HaMoed. But if you dash on la'ayis, kenzayin, that's not a good reason to be m'mayit Chol HaMoed. Now, we just said over, the Tosfos and Erevin says that the whole way the drasha of miyam m'mima knows which days to be m'mayit is gufa from the drasha of la'ayis. And here you see in Tosfos that you can hold that you're m'mayit Shabbos and Yom Tovim from miyam m'mima, even if you don't hold the drasha of la'ayis. So what did Tosfos mean? At this point, what did Tosfos mean that from Yom Yomima, Shaper Memayit, that you're Memayit Chol HaMoed? So maybe we could say a pshat that Lefi the Artis Chaim that we spoke about before. Yeah, the Artis Chaim says that Yom Yomima, the perish of the Verte Yom Yomima is that you have to start after a certain time. You're not starting right away, but you're starting after a certain time. And that was the drasha, even though the Gemara says miyamim v'loy kol yamim, it means that the lashon of miyamim means that you're not starting right away. And that would be the raya that you're potter from tefillin on Yom Tov, because you're not putting on tefillin. The tzivui was given on Yom Tov. But over here, you're not putting it on Yom Tov, because the pasuk is saying miyam miyamim that you put it on afterwards. So in that same parsha, it says that so maybe it's mavur in the pasuk in the drasha gufa of miyom yomima that says that you start putting it on tefillin after Yom Tov when it's called after Yom Tov. So maybe you could say after the first day of Pesach, but lemaisa, and then you put on Chol HaMoed. Lemaisa, in that same pasuk it says that shivas yom teichol matzis v'yom hashvi'i chag l'Hashem, that there's 7 days of Yom Tov, and then it says right afterwards v'shamayitas chukazos l'mayada miyom yomima that you don't put on, and the drasha is that you don't put on tefillin right away. You only start after days. So come to chayis that you would only start putting on tefillin after the whole 7 days of Yom Tov, and that would be the mashmoyis of miyom yomima that Chol HaMoed is nismayit from putting on tefillin. The pashtus of what Taisus means is that the miut of the drasha of miyomim is miyamim v'loy kol yamim, and any days that are not like regular days would be nismayit, and since Chol HaMoed is nichol in the Yom Tov, so Chol HaMoed would be nismayit. After that, Tosfos, so what is, that's if you darshan miyam yamima. What happens if you darshan la'ois? Is Chol HaMoed nichol in the ois? So first Tosfos, like we spoke about, first Tosfos says that maybe you could say that the Isser Yom Tov, even the Isser Malacha, even though Chol HaMoed is mutter in some malachas, for Davar HaAvir, and other malachas, some malachas is mutter, but Lamaisa, since there is an Isser Malacha, so maybe that would make that it's nichol in the Shem Yom Tov, and Mela it would be called an ois, like Yom Tov is called an ois. Then Tosfos says that he holds that the whole Issa Malacha is only an Issa Drabbanan. Memela, it would not be an Ismait from the Ois. Then Tosfos says that maybe you could say that Vibalt on Sukkot, you have a Mitzvah Sukkah, and on Pesach you have an Issa Chametz. So that includes the Chol HaMoed in the days of Yom Tov, and then it would vayit to be called an ois because of the mitzvah sukkah and the isra achilas chametz. That's all Tosfos says in Moed Katan, and Tosfos by us just goes straight to the fact that it's called an ois because of the mitzvah sukkah and the iser achilas chametz b'yom tov on Pesach. Now all that's good if you say that Yom Tov itself has a din ois, but we spoke out of Prima Gadim that the Prima Gadim says that the whole way that you know that Yom Tov is called an ois is because Yom Tov is Mikri Shabbos. So the Prima Gadim Avol Chol HaMoed lo Ikri Shabbos. Chol HaMoed is zichah not called Shabbos. So if Chol HaMoed is not called Shabbos, then it can't be nichol in the ois. So how do you have that? Even if you want to say that it's Otzer Ba'asiyas Malachas, so it's called a chelik of the Yom Tov, but how is Yom Tov called an ois only because it's called Shabbos? Chol HaMoed is zichah not called Shabbos. So zok the Prima Gadim anu drash aludi mistafino yisi yomer madichsev v'hoi ulo oisois ulo mayadim. The text that it says in Parshas Bereishis that the sun and the moon are lo oisois ulo mayadim, oisois hainu yom tovim nikri ois umayadim hainu rosh chadash. So the pasuk of lo oisois would be ulo mayadim. Prima Gadim brings a raya that Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Means even though Pashtus of the Pasuk you would say Mayadim means Yom Tovim. But if you put Mayadim on Rosh Chodesh, then the Oisois could be Yom Tov, and that would be the Makar that Yom Tov is called an Ois, so then Yom Tov itself would be called an Ois. And that would include the whole Yom Tov, or like Tezitz is saying, if you want to say that it's Chelik of the Yom Tov because of Asiyas Malacha, because of Mitzvah Sukkah, because of the Isser Chometz, but that's all a Shaila to be Koil. The Yemei Chol HaMoed into the Yom Tov, once you coil them into the Yom Tov, so then you'll already have the Ois of the Yom Tov. Tosfos over there brings Raya's that you are Mechoyev in Tefillin Chol HaMoed. So, Oy Bazoi, what do you do with the Droshes? We were Mamayet Chol HaMoed from the Droshes. So Tosfos says that according to the Drosha of Miyam Yamima, you could say that it could be that you hold that you need days that are chaluk from all other days. Now, Pashas Taisus understood that in the beginning also. The Teretz is that the Shakla Vataria Mistama is that how much chaluk does it have to be from all other days? Lamais, it's a chaluk of the Yom Tov, and it has some dina Yom Tov, and it's called Mikra Kodesh, so you could say that it is Nismayit from Yom Yamima, because it's not like every other days. Or you could say that Yom Yamima loy memayit el Yom Tov, the chaluk Mishar Yom, Mistama Taisus means that it's chaluk in gansen from other days, because Yom Tov is in gansen different. And in the drasha of la'ois, we just spoke out that if you hold that Yom Tov, that Chol HaMoed is mechuyev in tefillin, if you hold that Chol HaMoed is mechuyev in tefillin, then you'll say that it's not called an ois because the iser malacha that you have is not enough to be called an ois, because l'maisa since davar avir is mutter, so it's not usr b'kol malachas, and you'll also have to hold that the isra achilas chametz and the mitzvah sukkah is not enough to be called an ois. It's not enough to be called an ois. So aketzer, we see that in the drushes that are memayit Chol HaMoed, you can go either way. You can learn that it is nismayit, side from the drush of miyom yamima, and side from the drush of la'ois, or you could say that it's not memayit and miyom yamima is not memayit Chol HaMoed because it's only memayit days that are in gansen, different from Yemei HaChol, and even ois is not memayit because Chol HaMoed side from the Issa Melocha and side from the reason of mitzvahs sukkah and Issa Chometz, that's not enough to make Chol HaMoed nichol in the ois to be memayit from tefillin. In the Etzem Halacha of tefillin b'Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah in Moed Katan says, "Ein kaisin svarim tefillin mezuzas b'moed, ve'ein magian ois achas afilu b'sefer Ezra." Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Kaisav adam tefillin mezuzas la'atzmai." And the Gemara over there says, "Tan rabbanan kaisav adam tefillin mezuzas la'atzmai v'tov al yirechai tcheles letzitzisai ulacherim b'toy v'divrei Rav Meir." Says Rav Meir holds that you could write for yourself ulacherim b'toyva without getting paid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Maru m'maychor shaloi m'choyzev v'koyzev le'atzmai." Rabbi Yehuda says you're marim and you write only for yourself. You give away your own and you write for yourself. Rabbi Yosi Omer, "Koyzev v'maychor kedarkoi kedei parnasasei." And that's how the Gemara paskins over there. Oyri le Rav le Rav Chananel. Ve'amri lo Rav bar bar Chananel le Rav Chananel. Halacha koysev moich kedarkete panasosa. So Tois over there is mazbe that this sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that koysev moich kedarkete panasosa, is not a raya that you are meniach tefillin mechol hamoed, because the reason why he's writing is kedei panasosa. And that's what the Gemara paskins taka over there. Rav, Oyri le Rav le Rav Chananel, ve'amri lo Rav bar bar Chananel le Rav Chananel, halacha koysev umoich kedarke kedei panasosai, but Zok Tais is that that's not a raya to our sugya of tefillin b'chol hamoed. Abba l'chayre, from Shitas Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, that Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir are saying that you're koysev la'atzmai, Tais is medayik that from this that there's a chilek b'chol between koysev la'atzmai and koysev la'chayrim is a raya that when you're koysev la'atzmai is because you're putting them on. So the chayr it's mefurish that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir hold that you're chayr between v'chol amoid. Zok Tosfos, say by us and say in the Gemara Moed Kodem that it's not a raya because in the Gemara in Erevin Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold that Shabbos man tefillin. And if you hold that Shabbos man tefillin, then avada you hold that chol amoid is man tefillin. But we hold halacha l'maisa that Shabbos is lavs man tefillin. And that's how our Gemara comes out, that even the Amiroim that hold that Laila is Mount Tefillin, but they still hold that Shabbos is Lav's Mount Tefillin. So loy demand the Amiroim that hold that Shabbos is Lav's Mount Tefillin, maybe you don't put Tefillin also on Chol HaMoed. And the Rai from a Meir Behud is not a Rai, because they held that Shabbos is Mount Tefillin. So Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Chad bar nash oved tefiloi b'choyl d'mayada. He lost his Tefillin, so he came to Reb Chananel. Taisa says he came to Reb Chananel because Reb Chananel was a soifer. Reb Chananel sent him to Reb Barachana. Reb Barachana told him that he should be marim. He told him you should give him your tefillin and you should write him new tefillin. Then he went to Rav, and Rav told him he should write him tefillin and give it to him. So the Gemara says the Rav is arguing on the Mishnah that the Mishnah says Koysev adam tefillin mezuzah la'atzmai, hola acher loy. So Yerushalmi, Rav pasala b'koysev la'aniach. So Tosfos, perish Rav mar mit ha-mishnua la'anicham acher ha-moed, aval anicham ha-moed shari. The Rav would hold that even to write for somebody else, if that person is going to put it on chol ha-moed, then avada it's mutter. So he's not a steer to the Mishnah that says you're only allowed to write for yourself, because the Mishnah is talking about la'aniach, to keep them, but to put them away. But to write la'acherim, Rav holds that it's mutter. So Zok Tosfos that you see from the Yerushalmi that it's a chiyuv to put on tefillin chol hamoed. Because it says beferish that either you were marim or you wrote beferish, but lamaisa. The vote was that he's writing tefillin in order to put on the tefillin on chol hamoed. So the Yerushalmi is clear that there's a chiyuv to put on tefillin on chol hamoed. So Tosfos by us, that even though we said before that from Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda it's not a raya, because even though they're saying clear that you do have to put tefillin on chol hamoed, but maybe it's l'shitasam that they hold it Shabbos and Yom Tov is man tefillin. Memele chol hamoed is zichr man tefillin. But Rav and Rav Bar Bar Chana, they mistama hold like all the other Amiroim that hold that Shabbos and Yom Tov is not Zman Tefillin, and still you see that they hold that Chol HaMoed is Yez Zman Tefillin. So Zok Tosfos is derived from the Yerushalmi that Yechayv and Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Tur Taka says Shabbos v'Yom Tov lav Zman Tefillin hein in Siman Lamed Aleph. And the Beis Yosef over there brings this Tosfos and our whole sugya, and he says that the shaila is whether or not chol hamoed is called an ois, like we saw in Tosfos that you could clare back and forth if chol hamoed is called an ois. And Hagam in the Bavli, there is no raya that you're mechuyev in tefillin on chol hamoed, because again, the shitas Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, you could be matchik, and the Gemara there of Rav Bar Chana Rav and Rav Bar Chana that paskins for Reb Chananel halacha koysev umoicha kedarke kedei panasosai is not talking about being meniach the tefillin. And the only raya that you have is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi taka is a raya that you are mechoyev in tefillin chol hamoed, but al kaponim it blibes a suffic enough that there's a mokum to be meniach b'lei bracha, and the Torah says that the Rosh did put on tefillin with a bracha. So the chayre, that's where it should end. But from the sugi that we have in front of us, but the Beis Yosef says that in this by the minig sfarid is not to put on tefillin chol hamoed. So the Beis Yosef that they used to put on tefillin chol hamoed, but then they found a maimer from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They found the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Zohar says that Yom Tov is called tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's tefillin demori almi. Memela, it's also to put on tefillin on Yom Tov because it's like removing the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and putting on a different tefillin, which is only a dimyon to the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Zohar HaKadosh that Yom Tov is tefillin shal Rosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chol HaMoed is tefillin shal Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, it's also to be meniach tefillin also on Chol HaMoed. Because the same way on Yom Tov, when you put on tefillin, it's like you're being moirid keveyachol the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's being meniach a different tefillin, which is the dimyon. Whatever the pshat in that is, but l'maisa state mefurish in the Zohar HaKadosh that sa Yom Tov and sa Chol HaMoed is an issue between meniach tefillin. Beis Yosef ends u'me'achas shubetalmud didan loin es ba'ed in ze beferish. Mi yarev liboy logeshes la'aver b'kum asay al divri Reb Shimon ben Yochai hamafli kol kach be'isra hanachosam. Reb Shimon ben Yochai was so sharp in the issur to be meniach tefillin on Yom Tov and on Chol HaMoed, and we don't have a beferish gemara that says that you're mechoyev in tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The only makar is the Yerushalmi, so zokt the Beis Yosef that mi yarev liba the geshes laver on such a sharfa issa that the Shem Bayichai is so machmeron to be maniach tefillin on Chol HaMoed when there's no beferish makar from the Bavli. Mamela the Mechaber says in Simul Amar Aleph b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov also laniach tefillin mipnei sheheim atzman ois ve'im menichem. And in Siv Beis he says, "B'chol hamoed gam ken asa laniach tefillin mitam hazeh be'atzmei sheyemei chol hamoed gam kem ois." And the Rama over there brings the Yesh Oimim shechol hamoed chayev betefillin. V'cheinoig mechogli yosei lanichem hamoed ulevorich aleihem elo she'ein mevorich aleihem b'kol ram beis haknesses kamei b'shayim es hashon. So the Rama brings the sheet of the Rosh that you are maniach tefillin b'chol hamoed. In what the Mechaber says, that it's osur laniach tefillin b'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim because it's a zilzal on the ois. So now that we heard the Zohar HaKadosh, so now we see what the Makor HaDvarim is. Because till now, we said over this Mechaber before, but we said that the Isser is to be mezalzal. Where did this Isser come from to be mezalzal? The Teretz is, it came from the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Bir Agro Taka says that the Makor for this Isser is only from that Zohar HaKadosh. He says that even though the Rosh brings from the Sefer Itim, he also brings the Lashon of Aser. And we saw in Taisvis that Taisvis brings in Taisvis Amoyed Katan. The Taisvis Amoyed Katan brings from the Bahag, also the Lashon Iser. The Goyin says, Aval Haram Vehatur Le Kosvu Aser, El Alav Zman Tvilin, O Kumay Kasavti Le El Semichov Tes, Te Ein Iser Le Das Hatur, which is the Sugi that we spoke about before. That the only time you could say that there's an iser is if you darsh in the pasuk of v'shamar tesachuk azayis lemoyda miyom yamima, because hishamer is an iser, and like the pasuk say in sif chavtes that the iser is only if you learn out from that pasuk, and that's the sugya whether or not you make a bracha when you take off the tefillin. But the ma'aseh we paskin that laila is mount tefillin because we're not darshening from v'shamar tesachuk azayis. So we don't have a lashon iser. We don't have a lashon iser, and we pass in laila's mantilin because we're not darshing from that drasha. So all we have is the drasha of la'ois. So k'tegoyin that according to the Torah and the Rambam that they pass in that laila's mantilin, you don't have any iser. Now even the Rosh himself in his Bahag Both places, when it brings that there is an Isser, it says, because we're darshaning the drasha of Vishomarta. So l'chayra, Hagam, the Rosh, is bringing that l'halacha, and l'maisa, the Rosh also paskins that Lila is matfilin. But l'maisa, the Loshan that he's bringing from Sefer Etim is that there's an Isser because we darshan the pasuk of Vishomarta as hachukah azayis. So the only Isser on Yom Tov would apply if you take a darshan from that pasuk. So the tour, the Bira Agro is saying that we, which is the Rambam in the tour, paskin that we don't learn out from Vishamarta as miyam miyamimo. We only learn out from laois. So then there would not be an iser. So come to chayis that the only iser shayich is this iser from the only iser shayich is this iser, which is brought in the Zayir Kodesh, and that's what the mechaber means, that there's a zilzal to be mezalzal. In the ois of Yom Tov is because, like the Zohar Kodesh says, that that's somehow called that by putting on a different ois, you're taking off the ois of the ois of the Yom Tov of the Tefillin of the Mori Alma, and you're putting on your own Tefillin. But from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it would seem that he learned that somehow this Isser of Zilzal applies even if you're not going with the Zohar Kodesh, because the Shulchan Aruch Harav starts off Shabbos v'Yom Tovim is not Zman Tefillin. You have a problem of Bal Tosif. And then when he says, when he brings, and then Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that he brings the 2 days of whether or not Chol HaMoed is called an ois and whether or not you'll be chayiv in tefillin. And then he says, he's masik the v'chein oigim b'chol glilus elu lahanichon b'moyer u'levorich aleim. And then he goes into the shayla of yeah bracha or not a bracha. And then the Shulchan Aruch Rav says how you get out of Bal Tosif. So the Maisa, he says that there's an iser of zilzal. And then he says that on Chol HaMoed you should put on tefillin. So L'chayra, maybe you could say that they have an Isra of Zilzal even without the Makar from the Zohar HaKadosh. That's what L'chayra you could say in the Veritah from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. But the plea is that the Shulchan Aruch Harav says V'chayiv Misa. If V'gam Mezalzal Ois Shal Shabbos V'yam Torim B'mashal M'niach Olav Bohen Ois Acher V'chayiv Misa. Where did that Lashon come from? That's very sharp. The only place that Lashon came from is the Zohar Kodesh, because that's Taka his Lashon. The Zohar Kodesh says it very, very sharp, and he says that Lashon. So L'chayre, if you're going with the Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh, that you take this Isser of Zilzal so seriously that you could say those words, how is it Shaykh to Paskin right afterwards that you're Chayv and Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? The same Zohar Kodesh that says that there's a Zilzal, a Sharf a Zilzal, Ad Kedei Kach, that he writes V'Chayv Misa, on being Maniach Tefillin, B'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim, L'chayre, from that same Makar, it says that you have the same Isser and the same problem with being Maniach Tefillin on Chol HaShemoed.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.